Hi, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, where we talk about the Akashic Records and we talk about all the things that are important for you, your life purpose, things that come from the Akashic Records. And we don't necessarily talk about futures, don't necessarily talk about the past, because it's all one. No, our time is now, and that's what we have to be concerned with. Our time is now, and when we stay in the now, we really can understand better what our choices are and how they create our today and how our choices today will create our tomorrow. And so for those people who are just listening in, I always like to say, my name is Donna Fox. I live in Cleveland, Ohio. I travel nationally. Talking about the Akashic Records, actually, I go where I'm invited and have some interesting things coming up, and I'm so happy you're listening. So to access the Akashic Records, I open up, and there's a specific sacred prayer that I say that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. I've been working with the Akashic Records for 14 years, and the Akashic Records information has definitely changed my life. And although there have been times where I go, like all human beings, have pluses and minuses, good times and bad times, in other words, like working with the Akashic Records helps me understand much more about not necessarily just why things are happening, but how I can actually move into a more healthy attitude quicker. And I think that's so profound for me, that I know that I don't have to remain or be a victim any longer than I choose to be. And sometimes we need that pity party. But for me, I only allow my pity party to be so long because, quite frankly, we can't afford to live in a pity party. And that being said, we really want you to be able to be a part of our discussion tonight. You can do one of two things. You can email me during the show at info@akashicwisdom.com. You can email me your questions, and I already have a couple of questions to start out with. You can also call in during the show, and the call-in number is 530-413-4511, and there's other numbers on the site, but that'll start you off, 530-413-4511. That's to call in and talk to me while the show is on. And if you want to call me at another time, just privately, you can call me at 216-691-1233. So, last 2 weeks, we have been working on and talking about questions that came forward from the Akashic Records for me on how to define your life and how to hone your life. And what the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records have told me is that honing you is owning you. So that what I want to do with myself, and I'm offering this to others, is they offered me a series of questions that I want to journal, and I have encouraged everyone to journal also. So that if you're curious about how this whole program began, you should listen to the first program that we started broadcasting. This was on September 5th. And then we continued with it last week on September 12th, and we're going to finish up with these questions today on September 19th. I have to tell you, my birthday is tomorrow, and I am very much in the energy of renewal and rebirth. So for those people who have that in their heart, this is a good show to be listening to. The other thing is that yesterday and the day before, Friday night, was actually the what they call the night before Yom Kippur, and all day Saturday was Yom Kippur, which is a day of atonement, also known as the day of atonement, and it's where we really move into being closer to God and really looking at the parts of ourselves that are being mirrored in our life so that we can shift them and make different choices. And we're going to talk about that too. But we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you. I'm glad I got through.
I'm glad you did too. May I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Anna.
Hi, Anna. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Okay. New York City or just New York State?
Yep, New York City.
Okay, great. And is it Anna, A-N-N-A?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I had a sense that it was spelled differently. I wanted to put an A-H on the end of that. Not sure why, but I did. So, have you listened to this show before?
No, this is the first time. It's about Akashic Wisdom and Records.
It's about the Akashic Records, absolutely. Do you know about the Akashic Records?
Yes, I do. We all have them.
That's right. Everything has them. Every living thing has Akashic Records.
Yeah. It's about our belief systems and things like that.
It's about everything. Yep. It's about lots of things. Absolutely. It's like God's great search engine.
Great.
So how can we help you tonight?
I'm kind of curious about my career and if there's anything coming. And also, I'm actually also interested in my love life. Maybe more about my love life and if there's anything coming or if there are any blocks that you see that I can remove.
Okay, so are you involved in a relationship now?
No. I like someone, but...
I was going to say, are you sure?
I like someone, but he's not in a... I haven't heard from him for a very long time.
Okay. All right. The reason I say, and again, please understand something, Anna. You know, we're not doing psychic work here so much as it is soul work.
Because
it's not about, it's about choices today. But the question that's coming up from the masters, teachers, and loved ones for you isn't the real question here, how can I attract and maintain a healthy, loving relationship?
Yeah, that's great.
That's the real question here. The idea is it's not, am I going to find a lover? It's not, am I going to find a good career? What's happening for you is that how can I attract these things and maintain them in my life?
Yes.
And so one of the things that's important here, especially around your love life, what I'm hearing, first of all, there's a self-esteem and a respect issue here that needs to be healed. And I'm also hearing that you're holding on to it's like you really want to meet someone, you want to be close to someone, but there's also an underlying fear of being taken advantage of. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, there's this fear of being taken advantage of for some reason. But the weird thing is I didn't have that with the one that I connected really well with. He was able to kind of like get me out of that, and then he has to deal with his own life issues. So he kind of protected me and basically told me that he has to deal with his issues before he could come back into my life. And now I'm kind of like in this waiting mode, and not waiting, but hoping to hear from him, you know.
Right. But the thing is that the part about being taken advantage of, advantage of, or being vulnerable is, let me just get this right. It's not, it has to do with your observations, not only as a child, but somehow the way you were treated. Now, and I'm hearing brothers. Do you have brothers?
I have two brothers.
Yeah. And what I'm hearing is as a child, it's almost like it was a game in other words, like, this is, they would play, and they would, the way they would play with you would be like to get you to trust them and then diss you or hide on you, or, I mean, it wasn't necessarily malicious. They were just trying to have fun, but within you, you took it as not trusting them.
Okay.
Can you remember that?
No, I remember I was trying to be nice to them, and I'm trying to be, like, helpful, but they were, like, always, not always, but they would, like, not want me or just treat me like I'm not good enough or something.
Right. And there was, like, they it's almost like but there's a part of you trying and being vulnerable, and then at the end you would be taken advantage of. Somehow they... there's something about the way your relationship with your brothers, and it also has to do with the relationship that you saw, and I'm not necessarily, I want to say between your mom and your dad, but it doesn't feel like the real mom and dad. It's almost like there was an aunt and uncle that you observed. For lack of better explanation, because I don't want to interpret this, I'm going to say that there were adult couples where you saw the woman being taken advantage of, where she would try to be, that she was led on, and then she was, it's almost like you kept observing women trusting and not getting what they needed.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. They're not showing me that. But does that resonate at all with you?
I'm not so sure if I was observing anything, but I think that my mother was, my father and my mother didn't have a very good relationship.
Okay.
My father took advantage of my mother.
Well, that's what I just said.
I think, yeah, but not taking advantage. He would just, yeah, misuse her vulnerability.
Right, exactly.
Abuse it. Yeah, yeah. I'm not talking against what you said. I'm just trying to figure out how to.
No. I understand. There was, like, you need to put it in your own words. You have to make it.
Yeah.
And there was, like, when I hear something, what I need to tell you, and again, I'm only getting your information from your first name.
I'm sorry. Yes, my father would basically beat the crap out of the whole house and to get his way and misuse our vulnerability completely to the point of destruction. That's what my father would do.
He didn't do it anymore.
After the sons were born, he stopped being like that. But he was very much like that for a very long time in our lives.
So do you trust your father, or you don't trust your father? What was your observation?
No, I don't trust my father. I cannot trust my father, but no, I don't. And it's very hard to trust a man like that, and I can't trust him. I love him, but I can't trust him.
And so do you... Can you see how, can you connect the dot between your underlying fear of being taken advantage of and your lack of trust for your father and your relationship with men?
Sure.
You see? And so, again, what I was saying is that I can only get so much from just your first name. You know, it works better if I have your full last name, but I'm not asking you to give that to me on the air. If you want to email it to me, that's great. But the thing is that...
I can email it to you right now.
Okay. It's info@akashicwisdom.com.
I got it. Yeah, I got it. I'm just going to subject it as Anna, so that you know.
That's right. No, that's great. And so the important thing here, though, is that you need to look at, Anna, is it's really about building up a trust for yourself. See, the issue here has to do with you've taken, what I'm hearing now, is that you've taken the lack of trust for men and internalized it to a lack of trust of yourself. It's like your the fear that you're not reading yourself properly.
Like, oh, yes. I can see that.
Okay. And so the relationship that needs to be established and the relationship that needs to be nurtured is your relationship with yourself. Mm-hmm. So the issue here has to do with
Did you get
with,
it?
I'm sorry?
Did you get my email? Sorry.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. I can't necessarily pronounce it, but I'm going to just sense it.
Yeah.
So, that's okay, but I got it. Thank you. Yes, so the issue is, what I'm hearing is that what you need to do is do a personal inventory.
Yep.
About the areas of which you want to feel more confident, and it's and the piece here has to do with when you do the personal inventory, and I stop because I want to tell you exactly what I'm hearing. See, as I said before, I don't interpret anything. I tell you exactly what I hear or see or sometimes feel. But in this case, they're showing me as well as telling me. What you want to do is do a personal inventory, and then you want to really get clear about what your underlying beliefs are about that.
Okay.
See, the piece here that you're experiencing, there's another part here that says not only can I not trust my dad, but the treatment stopped when your brothers came along. So there is a part of you that is also questioning, it's a self-esteem thing that, quote-unquote, you weren't, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it had to do with your belief systems that came along that your brothers were treated differently than you.
Mm-hmm. They were. They were treated differently than me and my sister, yes. They were.
Yeah. And so the idea is that there's an underlying anger at men in general for having more than you do. Mm. Can you see that? Check. I mean, don't you don't have to believe me. Just check it out within your body. Does that feel like truth?
Well, I feel a huge gap between men and me. I feel a gap when there's a guy that's interested in me. I'm always wondering if they're going to take advantage of me at one point, and how come they're interested, and what is the real reason they're interested in me?
Uh-huh.
Like,
okay.
Where, yeah, are they going, when is it going to come, like, yeah, it's either like, you know. But not with the last guy, that was just very different. So I'm a little bit like I'm already improving in some ways, but.
That's good.
But when I really like somebody and I feel there is a mutual liking, then it just these problems fade because it's just an equal opportunity. And then the problems start when the guy can't be with me because he's involved in his own personal process, you know. And then I'm wondering, do you have a message, anything about that?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you.
What they want to tell you is that If you connect with someone who is involved with somebody else, that it's really important that you really look at that.
But he's not involved with somebody else. He's in prison, and
well,
it's not his fault. It's some messy thing.
Well, but the thing is but there's something else that he's involved with that's taking his focus.
Yeah.
And the idea here is that it happens that people are put in prison who are innocent.
They're like it's like a mental prison. It's like a horrible prison he's in.
But you have to be able to understand that what you want in your life, Anna, is someone who is whole and complete.
Yes, that's what I want. That's true.
Right. And that holding out for a person to either heal themselves or release from another relationship or in other words, like, what we want you to do is be able to attract a healthy, loving relationship with someone who can commit to you.
Yeah.
Okay. And and what the master teachers and loved ones are saying is the place to start is for you to commit to you.
Yeah.
Your work, the work that needs to be happening here for your highest good is for you to do your own personal inventory. Now, if this is the first time you've listened to the program, I'm going to recommend that you go back and you listen to the two programs before this. Because what was happening is it was questions that had come forward from the masters, teachers, and loved ones for me to not only work on myself but also to be able to help others. And it was about defining your life. And so there's so if you go to the archives, you're going to hear the way these questions were presented. And it was on September 5th and then September 12th. Those two shows are going to be very important because it's really going to be important for you to start really looking at your life and then asking yourself those questions and journaling them from your heart.
Yeah.
Because this is a time for you. This is a really important time. You're at a crossroads now. Because right now is a time for you to make choices that are going that are really going to help you fulfill your purpose.
Right.
And you have great potential.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so it's time for you to move into really receiving the gifts of who you are. But in order to do that, you need to be able to open your heart to you to be able to receive them. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and I'm already doing that work, so it's not
good.
Like, but it's good that you just told me to commit to my work because I do have to pay a lot of money to work on myself, and I was like, oh no, and now I'm thinking like,
why do you have to pay a lot of money to work on yourself?
No, I work on myself also, but I also like to get help once in a while and say, or like to have a feedback and how I'm doing. And
sure, right.
You know.
Well, again, it doesn't have to cost you a lot of money. Okay, it should be something that you're a talented girl, and yeah. So the idea here is that, I mean, I'm not saying that you should get the guidance free. I don't mean it that way. I'm saying is that there's ways of getting it that doesn't have to cost you a fortune.
Fortune, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're telling me to listen to the archives now. And,
yes, yeah. They're very inexpensive. You can purchase the archives, and I can probably send you a link, and then it'll give you information about the archives. You could just go up onto the website and click archives, and
very
inexpensive.
So it's basically I have to work on how do I attract and maintain a relationship, and then work on.
Let me make this even simpler for you. Don't worry about the relationship. Work on you. Because what's important for you is to feel trust within yourself and to value you. Because then when you feel trust in you and you expand your own intuitive nature, anyone who doesn't fit your criteria is going to put up the red flags and will not last in your life. Because you'll understand not to keep them in your life.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. God, but it's also a little bit difficult because when I get these emotional things, like bad energy or something in my body from a person when I'm not getting what I need, then it could be something from the past. It doesn't have to be related to the person in my face. You know, he's just another person that I'm just meeting and talking to. But it brings up a lot of these past.
It could be a trigger, absolutely, and that's where you have to. That's where the discernment is, because that's when you have to have the tools to to be able to discern that.
Yes, I have to have the tools to say, no, this is a past issue. I can just look at this person and see if he's really good and not, and trust my own intuition with that.
Exactly. That's right. And if you would like to have more information about that, please call me privately, because that's what working with the Akashic Records does for you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. And, you know, I just as an FYI, I'm going to be doing a workshop in San Diego at the end of October. I'm also going to be doing a workshop online with the Akashic Records. And so if that's of interest to you, you know, I will send you information about it.
Yes, please do. Thank you very much. You're great.
All right, thank you. And please continue to listen and tell your friends,
yes.
Anna. And
yes.
thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Okay, dear. Be well. Bye-bye. So, you know, we want to thank Anna for calling, because she really was able to outline for us what we have to do in our quest, if you will, to move forward on all of our paths. That's what actually the last two programs have been about, is defining your life. And that's very important. And in fact, it's interesting, I've gotten one of the where we left off last week. I'm going to go back to question 10. And question 10 was, what answers deep within you do you want to uncover? And we talked about asking your higher self or inner being, or for those people who know how to open up their own personal Akashic Records, so they've probably taken a class with myself or another teacher. But if you know how to open up your own Akashic Records, you want to ask the question of your higher self or inner being, or the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha, is what answers deep within me do I want and need to uncover? What do I need to know about me today? And then question 11 was, how are you supporting your dreams every day? So what are you doing every day that helps you expand your consciousness? And it doesn't have to be a huge action. It just needs, you need to be able to actively say, I am doing, and then fill in the blank, this action I am doing to support my dream of. I am doing, fill in the blank, today to support my dream of. And every day, it's helpful if you can do more than one thing to support that dream. And it's also very important that your dreams are realistic. Now, I'm not saying that everything is that the impossible is not possible, but the reason why it's important to have your dreams and your goals, I mean, you can substitute goals for the word dream if you'd like. In fact, another way of saying it. But what's important here is to have realistic dreams and goals that you do not undermine. What that means is that you are saying you want one thing, but you've got an underlying belief system that's playing, that's pulling the rug out from underneath it. They're showing me as a child who builds a pile of blocks, and then somebody comes around and pulls like the tablecloth or the rug out from beneath the blocks, and they fall. And so the idea here is, if you have you're building each block, okay, is a part of getting your dreams, and if the underlying belief is you'll never have it, you're canceling it out. So it's very hard to even get those blocks built if you cancel out by believing without by having something that you don't believe. So, for example, If you're moving toward receiving a certain amount of money, it's going to be very important that you put your goal in an attainable amount so that you know and feel comfortable with managing. So what that means is that if you want $1 billion, but actually having money scares you, or you're not sure how you would handle it, or you feel that's unrealistic, or there's a part of you that laughs whenever you do that, then just lower the figure. Remember, if you manifest one figure, doesn't mean you're going to be done manifesting. It's not like you get 3 wishes and you're done. If you're a creator and a manifester, you can continue to manifest. No one cuts you off at a certain amount. Oh, well, you've manifested too much. You can't manifest anymore. Oh, no. So the idea here is to begin manifesting and building the muscle of manifestation. In fact, it's interesting. We're talking about manifestation right now, and one of the things that has come forward from the records is that I am to offer a prosperity class. It's right now the dates are October 4th and 11th. And it's a two-part class. The first part is going to be on the evening of October 4th, which is a Monday, and October 11th, which is also a Monday. They're a week apart, so you get to work on your assignments. Each night it's going to be from 7 to 9:30, no matter where you are. So if you're East Coast time, it'll be 7 to 9:30. And then I'm going to be doing another one for the West Coast at their time, 7 to 9:30, which is, so we're going to do an East Coast 7 to 9:30 and a West Coast 7 to 9:30. And if you fall in between that somewhere, and you can just sign up for whichever one you want. Now, what's important here is I'm only going to be training a small number of people. This is a teleconference, and it's highly interactive. And I want to be able to give individual service. So I'm only going to take 10 people per class, maximum. 10 people for the East Coast class, 10 people for the West Coast class. So, and it's only $75. It's $75 for both days, and it's prosperity through the Akashic Records. And it's very powerful. In fact, what you really want to know about this workshop, I can certainly email you information if you want to know about this very profound workshop. I've done it in a workshop of 2 days. I've done it for 3 days. Master teachers and loved ones said 2 evenings, 2.5 hours, 5 hours of training, and we're going to clear your path. What we want to do is we want to prepare you for the new shift of energies by clearing your path. We want to actually clear your inner landscape to receive and create from the depth of your soul. And what we're going to be learning is not only what no longer serves you, that is holding you back, but we're going to also give you steps to step into your manifestor creator self and partner with the divine within you. Now, this is a very powerful class, and we're going to start out with 10 people in each class, and it will be on the 4th and the 11th. So if this is, in other words, like both days are required, and it's going to be evening, so everybody should be able to make it at the best of their ability. So again, if this is of interest to you, email me. Just put prosperity class, and I will send you the information, and you will be able to sign up either by sending me a check or by PayPal prior to the workshop. And the information will be recorded, but the recording will not necessarily be available unless because it's only 2 nights. You should be able to be there both nights. If, in fact, you're not, you can call me, and we'll work out a makeup. But this is very profound. Okay? So my email address is info@akashicwisdom.com. And again, maximum number of 10 people per class. That's 10 people for East Coast, 10 people for West Coast. And we'll see how that goes. Anyway, let's go back to the questions. The questions that we were talking about is, now we're going to go to number 12. Number 12 was, how are you actively choosing to act on your best behalf and then translating that into real action? Now, it might seem that number 11 and 12 are similar, but the reality is that they are quite different. And the way they are quite different is they are, you have to look at that. You have to look at the questions. I'm going to repeat them again. Number 11 question was, how are you supporting your dreams or goals every day? And number 12 is, how are you actively choosing to act on your best behalf and then translating that into real action? Now, when you act on your best behalf, it's because you're making choices that make not only you feel good about you, but support your self-esteem. And the way you translate that into real action is the way you begin to live your life, the way you begin to hold yourself, the people you choose to be around. And so these are very important pieces for you to take a look at. So acting on your best behalf is very important. And if you have other questions about that, I really want you to call me either here on the show now. You have about 20 more minutes yet. You can certainly call. And you can dial in at 530-413-4511. That's 530-413-4511 is the telephone number to call in. And so you really want to be able to, let's discern this. Let's really take a look at this if you're curious. Number 13 question is, how are you moving yourself from your heart to your head to create physical action and real choice? How are you moving yourself from your heart to your head to create physical action and real choice? Because there's many things that we hold in our heart that we can't translate into our mind. And the same thing, we have a lot of things in our mind that we can't put into our heart. So I really want you to take a look at that and ask yourself that question, really mull it over, really allow it to integrate within you. Because when you allow it to integrate within you, your answers will come. And it goes, it also goes along with the two other questions. It's basically saying that you move through life, you move through your day. In many ways, you move and make choices from your heart or you make choices from your head, but sometimes you're on autopilot. And however you are on autopilot, you need to really look at that to be able to respond to life rather than just react to life. And responding is with choice. And then 14, it's please make a list of all unfinished activities, responsibilities, outstanding areas like debt, commitments, etc., that pull your thoughts, create shame or guilt, and otherwise distract and drain your focus and energy. And what is so important about this is that you walk around with, we all, this is not just you personally, it's all of us. We walk around with unfinished business in our heart and in our mind. And that unfinished business is pulling our energy. It's about moving us into an energy of, it actually just pulls our energy completely. And we can't focus because we have all this, like, energy strings coming from us. And once you make a list of it, once you make a list of all your unfinished activities, all your unfinished responsibilities or outstanding areas, you've now taken them out from your body onto paper, and they're manageable. You can actually create a goal of how to get them finished. And you, once they're on paper, you don't have to finish them all at once. Because if you're trying to get something done and yet your mind is thinking about all the other things that you have to do, all it's doing is pulling your focus, and you're not able to really move into focusing on the task at hand. And then the bottom line, last question, number 15, is what is meaningful in you, to you, and your life, your health, surroundings, work, and relationship with yourself and others? What is meaningful in you? What do you hold meaningful within you? What is meaningful to you? What is meaningful to you that you see, feel, or hear, or experience? What is meaningful in your life? What is meaningful in your health? What is meaningful in your surroundings? What is meaningful in your work and relationship? Or your work and relationship with yourself and others? What is meaningful in all those areas? And then take what is meaningful to you. Take that last question of what is meaningful, and then use that and as a comparison to what you really want. And make sure that what is meaningful is a part of what you want to be in alignment with from the very beginning of the question. Make sure that the meaningful part, after all this work, because sometimes when you describe how you want your life to look and feel, may change after going through these questions. You may find a different priority happening for you. You may have a different idea of how you want things to be. The 15 questions are very powerful, and this will be a workshop. But for right now, you can listen to the last two programs and this program, and you've got them all. Also want to share with you that I'm going to be in San Diego. I'm doing 4 lectures in San Diego, one on the evening of the 26th, 27th, 28th, and then in the morning on the 29th. And there in San Diego, I'm also going to be presenting a one-day prosperity clearing intensive. It's prosperity clearing from the Akashic Records, and you do not have to have Akashic Record background in order to take that workshop, nor do you have to have Akashic Record background to take the Prosperity teleconference either. So that Prosperity class on the 4th and 11th, you do not have to know how to open your own Akashic Records in order to take the class. If you do, great, but you do not have to know how to do that. Okay? And then I'm also, for those people who are interested, I'm also looking at having a class strictly for holistic practitioners on November 1st in San Diego. So this is just for holistic practitioners, and it's called Prosperity Marketing from the Akashic Records on November 1st. It's an all-day workshop. Okay, so those are some of the things that are coming up, and know that I'm available on a private basis for businesses. I'm been very busy with life coaching and business coaching, and that feels good. We want to answer this question that's come forward here, okay? And I hope I'm saying the name right from Tampa, Madhavi. I hope that's right, and if it's not, please call in and correct me. So the question is that I'm going to read it for you. It says, I'm learning to be an energy worker, to be an instrument of divine healings for others. I was hoping to understand in what format I may be the most useful, and to understand how to be more of service to others during any energy work. But Javi, what's really important, and this is for all healers, all practitioners, including yourself, is a wonderful question. The most important thing that we can do as healers is to come from our heart's energy. When we connect through our heart and allow our heart's energy to not only encompass us in service for the person in front of us or the person we're working out with from a distance, when we come from a place of service from our heart, we invoke divine love and we ask for divine love. And in asking for divine love, we merge with the divinity within us and with the divinity within our client. And as we connect with that, the divinity that is, we connect with the greater divinity that is. And so it's very important that prior to moving into any work, when we're doing healing, whether it's healing with words, healing with hands, you need to also understand that even when you're working with healing with words, it's still energy healing. Because words have vibrations. And the hands are very, also carry a lot of magnetic energy. And so when you open your heart, when you allow that beautiful ball of light move and a bee within the center of your chest and allow that light to expand into your arms, into your hands, and flow through your entire body, you become glowing with divine light. And as you glow with divine light, you offer the opportunity of your client to not only receive that light, but also to glow with that light as well. There is no right way. There is only the way of love. And it's doing what you love, doing what you're drawn to, doing what brings you the highest and biggest, most profound joy is what's appropriate for you now. And that may change. It's really about being open in your heart and listening to that still small voice within you. Listening to that higher self and inner being. For whatever you care about will be brought to you. I hope that answers your question. If not, please email me a comment. Because it's important for you to understand that there's nothing that should be done. It's only what brings you joy. You know, you ask about what format may I be the most useful and understand how to be more of service to others during any energy work. And so the question that the masters, teachers, and loved ones have for you is, what format brings you the most joy? What format do you feel the most inspired to work in? What format is the easiest for you, feels the most comfortable, feels like coming home? What format do you feel the most confident? What format helps you or allows you to feel most the closest to divine. So it's really about really looking at those types of answers for yourself. That's what you want to look at. So I hope that's helpful. That bit of silence was important because it's those words that you need to integrate. And it's really about pulling those words and allowing those words to come into your heart, come into your soul, expand your being. But how do you have a wonderful talent. And Anna, you have a wonderful talent. And Lucita, you have a wonderful talent. And Lisa, you have a wonderful talent. And Barry, and Don, and Lori, and Joanne, and Jan, and Ken, and Robin, Joel, and Tom, and Tim, and Steve, and Jen, and Rob, and Emily. And Joy. And those are just a few. Sam, and Seth, and Martha, and Jason, and Lily, Steve, and Aaron, Becky, and Brian. You all have such wonderful, wonderful talents. Wendy, all of you, and Catherine, and Judy, and Denise, Mary, and Merlin. So all of you need to know, and if I have missed anyone and your name was not called, you are among the wonderful ones that are in my heart. And you are also the wonderful ones that are in the hearts of others that hold you in high esteem. And it's about you really moving into the highest esteem and knowing all that you have to offer. And if you would like to know more about that, then I really encourage you to give me a call. Let's talk. Also, if you really want to do a shift in your prosperity, again, there's only a maximum of 10 people. please give me a call at home or my office, 216-691-1233. Or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. I look forward to seeing you in California. And in October, I'm going to be at the Universal Light Expo in Columbus, Ohio, on October 9th and 10th. And I will be lecturing on Saturday, October 9th, on the Akashic Records. Would love to see you all there. So let me know where you're going to be, or if you'd like me to come and lecture at your place, talk to me about that too. All right. So it's about time for us to say goodnight. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, I close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records of the show tonight are now closed. With that, we say amen. Have a miracle-filled week, everyone. And remember to tell those that you love them, including yourself. Good night, everybody. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.